Hey guys, what a year 2022 to kick off again with season 2 of the Power Talks podcast. It has been such a journey with you, and we've received the reviews. We traded top on Apple, we traded top on Spotify, and so amazing that this feedback is always so impactful to make us the very best of who we are today. Season 2, of course, is very packed with so many great artists. These people have the artistry of digital marketing. They have the artistry of running empires. And during the pandemic, they really faced some good challenges, which I'm calling good because they made them stronger, and I know you will learn so much from them. You're going to enjoy this show. Sit back and relax. Grab your popcorn if you may. Here's what to expect from this season.
Twitter Spaces have actually done a great job for some people because a lot of issues have been addressed by our spaces. We've had the former CEO of New Vision, Robert Kamshenga. He has had a 40-day mentorship program on Twitter Spaces whereby he has been inviting quite a number of people who are doing something great for themselves. Yeah, it's very informative.
Well, transition was a bit difficult at the beginning because MTN is a whole different ballgame from agency, a very whole different ballgame from media. It's internal complexities, the way they work, the bureaucracy and everything is very different.
The Palm of Africa is definitely on our list of countries to expand to. And by now, it's evident that a lot of resources have been invested in ensuring that we embark on the expansion strategy as Boomplay. And we have a full capacity to ensure of its success. So Uganda is very rich in cultural heritage, showcased through different avenues in entertainment. And of course, through our partners, we're still able to engage with artists and push their content on the app. The only thing that is left would be setting up a physical office, which you mentioned we don't have.
Social media has given us the opportunity to do what we want because we are the ones with the phone, we are the ones with the buttons. There should be tough laws on this, that if someone is found culpable of misinforming the audience in one way or another, either for the good or the bad, they should be punishable by court. They should be punishable in our laws.
I no longer do verbal, agreements and gentlemen's agreements. It's more of like, let's settle this. We have this, I've sent you a quotation. Can you foot it? If you can manage it, then we can, settle for that and then have a legal binding between the both of the parties. So I would advise somebody out there who is also trying to, come up with a brand to always make legal terms very clear with the brand.
If someone subscribes to the kind of value that you're giving to them, they are most likely going to do anything it takes to stick around. So what we offer mostly is value. That is having stories that you can't find elsewhere that are well investigated. That is not just anything you might find online. You find that we are coexisting with online media where news is breaking all the time, but still people come to us to dissect that information, to go further, to explain to them what happened, what is the other guy's point of view, or what is Side B saying, which you cannot find online.
The Power Talks Podcast by Suno Ronald, Season 2.